Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Turkiya. Shevorim. Teruah. Turkiya Gadola. Hallelujah.
Woo!
The sound of the shofar, the trumpet of God.
Yeah, and we are coming into the first of the fall feasts, the feasts of the Lord found in Leviticus 23. And the first of the fall feasts is called the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah, we're going to explain a little more about that in just a few minutes. But Yom Teruah is the appropriate name for this feast that, again, we find in Leviticus chapter 23 in verse 24.
It says, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial blowing of the trumpets, a holy convocation.
Now, we want to quickly add that the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar is the month of Tishrei, and the Hebrew calendar months aren't the same as the months we use in the calendars of the Gregorian nature, the common calendars that are used around the world today. This is a lunar-based calendar, and the seventh month straddles September and October. So the first day of the seventh month is coming up this year in a couple of weeks.
That's right, Jeff. And God says it's to be a memorial blowing of the shofar on this first day of the seventh month. Just by the way, the Hebrew calendar begins in the spring, sometime around March or April.
Yeah, that's an important point, Ted, because this is a feast that most Jewish people call Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that means head of the year or New Year's. In fact, if you go out to the mall and you see any of the card stores, they'll have Jewish New Year's cards at this time of the year. And you go, oh, that's nice. The Jewish people have a New Year's. The Chinese people have a New Year's. But in reality, this is not the biblical New Year. The biblical New Year is in the spring. This is the Feast of Trumpets, the first day of the Jewish month of Tishrei, the seventh month of the year.
So just so you understand, ask any rabbi and he will say, yes, the first day of the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar is indeed the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. But it's not, friends, because biblically there's no basis for calling that day, which God said was to be a feast day, there's no basis for calling it the Jewish New Year. The only thing the scripture tells us is that it's the day to blow the shofar, the trumpet. In fact, we have in Exodus chapter 12, in verse number 2, a specific denial that it's the Jewish New Year.
God says this month in the spring, shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Now, that's in Exodus 12, 2, saying that right around the Passover, spring of the year, that's when the Jewish New Year really is. Now, again, if you ask a rabbi or ask any Jewish person, they're going to say, well, you know, there's different years, like there's a fiscal year, there's a school year, there's different years for different things. And so the first of the year in the spring is one beginning of the year. Incidentally, that's the first month on the Hebrew calendar. But the seventh month is the civil new year or something like that. But it's not. It's just.
But be that as it may, when you go to the malls, you'll see New Year's cards.
Mm-hmm.
And while we don't own any stock in any card company, we strongly suggest this is a great time of the year to send your Jewish friends, neighbors, loved ones, professionals in your life a Jewish New Year's card with some special messianic annotations, which we'll tell you about in some programs coming up.
This is a great way to identify with your Jewish friends, relatives, and associates' friends, is to send them a Happy New Year, Happy Jewish New Year.
Yeah, it makes common ground.
Yeah.
And on that common ground, you can build a relationship to share what's very important, most important, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
Yeah, and where do you see how Jesus fits into this feast that God set up? Hey, we're Messianic Minutes. Check our website. It's messianicminutes.com.
It's easy. messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.